Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Kento Speaks podcast, and this is episode 13. And yes, I am back, folks. I am back, and I'm ready to continue. So, yes, the title for this episode is Microsoft Buys Bethesda for $7.5 billion. And what does this mean for future games going forward? So, before we get into the meat and the potatoes for this episode, like always, you guys are listening, are part of the reason why I keep doing this. So keep on listening, and please like, share, and subscribe, and look forward to more podcast episodes. So let's get into it. So unless you guys been living under a rock, you guys know that Microsoft bought Bethesda. So yes, they bought the parent company, which is ZeniMax, for about $7.5 billion, which is crazy. And this is one of those gaming shakeup moments. Very big, very, very big. And it was a big talk last month, like the ending of last month. And yeah, this is basically my recap of some of the information, and I'm gonna give my thoughts when it comes to certain stuff. So I'm gonna continue. So yes, Microsoft bought the parent company ZeniMax, which is over Bethesda, so which allows them to get access to blockbusters such as Doom, Fallout, Skyrim, and Wolfenstein, which is very, very crazy. This is big for Microsoft. Even though they've been buying game studios, this is on the level back when they bought Rare way back with the first Xbox. So this is huge. And it really did shake up the gaming industry and the gaming community all over. And now people are actually very interested in Xbox now. You know, Xbox was becoming a bit of a joke because, when in the minds of the people, like the masses, they're in third place. And also, probably by sales-wise, when it comes to console units, they definitely are in third place. And one of the common things you hear a lot when it comes to Xbox, they have no games. So them acquiring Bethesda and also acquiring the studios that they have been doing since the last console generation, which is still this generation, but it's at its end, is that they've been buying up studios and they're getting ready for next generation, which is soon to start. And yeah, this is really good. I'm very, very happy for them that they did this. But I understand that for certain people, especially if you're playing other platforms such as Nintendo or Sony, this might be kind of worrying, because if you're like a fan of a certain game franchise, you're gonna start to wonder, will this game franchise come to your system going forward? And that's a good question. And I'm just gonna try and put my two cents and see if it will. So let me continue here with some notes I have here. And yeah, so Xbox said that the publisher's franchise will be added to the Game Pass subscription package for consoles and PC, and also for mobile phones with xCloud, and also tablets. So yeah, this will be a good add to Game Pass, which has really been doing great. You know, Game Pass has been getting and really evolving and gaining subscribers constantly, and it's very, very good service. And to people in the gaming community, they tend to see it as like a win for the masses, for the casuals, for the consumer, because you only pay, you know, like from the base tier, just $10 a month, and you get access to a lot of games, which is very awesome. It's a good subscription model service, and it's good for people, especially when you get a console. Once you have internet connection, you can try out a lot of games just off of $10. So yeah, Game Pass for the win. And I'm just going to add here that they state here that it's not clear how the takeover will affect Bethesda's plan to create the games of the future, which is like Elder Scrolls 6, Starfield, and other unfinished games as cross-platform titles. So yeah, we knew that Bethesda are working on next-gen games, and yeah, this buyout was in the works for a while, and I guess they both companies agreed with the amount. And yeah, it's very interesting, and I understand the great concerns that people have if, like, Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6, will it come to PlayStation? Who knows? But this is not cheap. This buy is not cheap. $7.5 billion. This is crazy. So, to be honest, if Microsoft is smart, which I know they are, they're gonna pretty much keep some of these games to Game Pass and on Xbox, because they have to make back this money that they use to buy this company and its IPs. And let's really dive deep into this. So yeah, this is really a big move, because Bethesda, despite they're doing a lot of crazy stuff during the last few years before being bought, is that they have well-known franchises, well-known IPs that people have developed a sense of following to and willing to buy. You know, the Fallout series, despite Fallout 76 being kind of rubbish, people still will look forward to seeing other Fallout games in the future. And other stuff like Doom, people will look forward to that also when that actually, the next one comes out. These franchises, these IPs, they have pretty much like good recognition, and that is what I think Xbox is looking at. And definitely it is a good purchase, and it will bring people to like reconsider and actually feel happy buying an Xbox console, strangely to say. And let's move on with the information I have here. In a statement, Xbox chief Phil Spencer said that the two firms share similar visions for opportunities of creators and their games to reach more players in more ways. Which, that's just PR talk, basically saying that the company share the same vision. Well, basically, the company liked the money which was given to them, and yeah, here you go. They did state that their games and their studios will operate as normal, so basically they will still be headed under the moniker of Bethesda, obviously, but they'll be a part of Microsoft Studios, Microsoft Game Studios. So yeah. And so yeah, after hearing that, what does this mean for Sony and also Nintendo in it? To a certain point, well, I have two reasons as to why Sony should be worried about Microsoft Bethesda acquisition. So hear me out. The first thing is that, well, straight up, Microsoft got a lot of cash and they're willing to spend it. As you see here, they spend $7.5 billion, and we also was hearing rumors that they might would have bought Sega or something like that. I was not too feeling that one, but wow, if they have the money to throw on Bethesda for 7.5, huh, imagine what they would have spent on Sega. So for now, nah. And you know, we also did heard like other rumors like way up in the year that they was looking at getting Warner Games, you know. And that was interesting, but that deal didn't fell through. So you know, and you know, where there's smoke there's fire, so you know, take these stuff with a grain of salt. But you know, basically when it comes to Nintendo and Sony, they're giving Microsoft the side eye, like, we see what you're doing. And yeah, they're basically just shopping around, doing window shopping and walking in stores and see, asking how much that is worth, and if they got, you know, they got the money, so if they like what they see, they'll buy it, you know. And yeah, that's very interesting. So yeah, as you know, it's not really, they're not playing games right now when it comes to investing in the video game industry. As you know, the games have shifted to more of a subscription model in our current generation. Sony's PlayStation Now and Microsoft Xbox Game Pass, they're in a race to win new subscribers, because they need subscribers to generate the constant funds. And the primary way that is done is through offering more compelling rosters, and that's true exclusive titles for their respective cloud gaming services. And right now, yes, if we were to compare the two between PlayStation Now and Xbox Game Pass, Xbox is killing it, and I'm damn sure the evidence is there to prove that Xbox have more subscribers than PlayStation Now. And Sony's been watching, as I say, they've been giving Microsoft the side eye, like, we see what you're doing. And they're actually, when it comes to the PlayStation 5, they're gonna be releasing a new add-on to the service called PlayStation Now Plus, which allows you to play certain PS4 games in a subscription style service, which, you know, so they're trying to compete. And obviously Game Pass have more subscribers to their platform than Sony. So it'll be interesting to see how things go forward, but right now Microsoft is in the lead, and them buying Bethesda give people a reason to more stick around and keep on paying for Game Pass. So this is really good. So I'm definitely interested to see what's gonna happen, and that's my number one reason why Sony should be worried. They got money to spend. Who knows who they're gonna buy next, especially next year. Reason number two. Yeah, like I stated a little bit earlier, Xbox Game Pass, they're already in the lead. You know, when Xbox started Game Pass, it was very interesting. The concept was cool, but people weren't too sure about a subscription service. You know, you pay once a month and you get to play a game. You can download it if you want, or play it online, stream it. And basically, sometimes you get a discount price for the game, or you get access to like play it while it's available on the service. And you know, some people were iffy on it, but eventually caught on. More developers start putting the games on the platform, and now it's huge now. And a lot of companies are jumping on board and putting their games on the service. And that's really good. I'm definitely happy with that. So now, and basically, look at now. Microsoft announced that Bethesda is now a part of the Xbox Game Pass Studios. And it's a clever marketing tactic to let buyers know that Xbox Game Pass is well stocked with several of the industry's most popular titles, which of course, like I stated earlier, is like Wolfenstein, Doom, Dishonored, Prey, and among many others. Especially Microsoft own in-house stuff that they already have there. So yeah, that's very good. And you know, as of the end of June, when it comes to numbers, PlayStation Now streaming service stood at 2.2 million subscribers, but Xbox Game Pass had reached 10 million subscribers. So Microsoft is already winning when it comes to that race, and they're really stepping up the gas, especially with they straight up having the acquisition of Bethesda and have access to all their IPs. So that's really, really awesome for them. For the consumer, it's on Game Pass. All you gotta do is pay $10 to $15, and you can play it on PC, Xbox, or on your mobile device with xCloud. So yes, it is awesome to be a consumer right now and having multiple systems if you're into that, or just have a PC and a Switch, or have an Xbox and a mobile tablet. The choice is yours, and it's really an interesting time. So yes, this is really, really good right now. So yes, so there you have it, folks. You know, like I say, it'll really be interesting to see how things move forward, but this is a big shakeup, and it's a big wake-up call for Sony. And right now, people are really really, really liking Microsoft right now. We have seen like dev kits and stuff for the Xbox Series X out in the wild. Dev kits and also like launch official retail version systems are out. So, you know, people are praising the system. We have seen just recently what old games like run on the system, the frame rates they run at, and the resolution is crazy. Especially some super solid frame rates for old Xbox 360 games and Xbox games. So that's really good. That alone maybe makes some people just shift to Xbox. And right now, Sony is in a bit of like strange territory right now, where they have canceled orders for some people, and we have not been, they're very selective on who they allow access to the PS5, and like more worse than Microsoft. So yeah, I don't know, but you know, keep on checking, and I'll keep on bringing the info and the content to you guys with what's going on between these two platforms as they try to spend on them, try to get your attention to just be on their platform more than the other. So that's it, folks. This has been episode 13 of the Kento Speaks podcast, and I'm your host, Kento. Thank you guys for listening, and good night, good morning, or good afternoon. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Keep aiming ahead, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.